Hi everyone, this is Sardia from the Church Girl Podcast. Welcome back to another episode. How are you doing? How is life? How is it going? God is good. He is great. He is able to do abundantly above all we could ever ask or imagine. I'm just grateful to God for all that He has done. And as I'm here, I just want to reminisce on the fact that we are crack work before God. We're all broken before Him. We've all sinned and fall short of His glory. There's not one person in this world or on the face of this earth that is perfect. He said in Corinthians that His strength is made perfect in our weaknesses. That means He knows that we will always be weak. He knows that we'll always need Him. So His strength is always perfect. His strength is always true, always there when we feel like we're not enough, when we feel like we're not good, because we're a crack work before God. I reminisce on Jeremiah 18 and how God sent Jeremiah to the potter's house. And when He sent him to the potter's house, He told him to look at the potter as he works. And as the potter works, He said that He would speak to him while he works. And as the potter was working, a piece of clay was marred in his hand. And as it was marred in his hand, God spoke to Jeremiah and said, that's how He deals with Israel. That's how God deals with us. It doesn't matter how broken, how tainted, how unworthy we feel before Him. He always see it fit to fix us and always see it fit to love us. Even when we can't even find it in our heart to love ourselves. Even when we can't even find it in our own way to understand and to fathom just how much He loves us and cares for us. We're all crack work. We're all God's people. The thing about crack work is, just like a sidewalk that has been cracked, you can never put concrete over the crack and expect it to come back the way it was, because until you get to the root of the crack, it's always going to be crack, because I've seen it before. There was this one day I was walking to work, and as I was walking to go to work, there's a sidewalk and there's a street beside the sidewalk, and there's a crack in the sidewalk. And you could tell that they mix cement and try to put it over the crack to mend it back together. But the thing about that is, there was a tree that was on the side of the sidewalk. So until they remove that tree, until they pluck up that tree, that sidewalk will forever be cracked. That sidewalk will forever stay the same. And that's how God is to us, until we allow Him to fix like everything in our life. Because it's not that we haven't sinned. It's not like we haven't gossiped. It's not that we haven't hurt people. It's not that we haven't judged. It's not that we haven't been wrong to others. But God is faithful enough that even when we've done so much, that He's still willing and able to pick us up from the miry clay. I see He's still able to work with crack work. He's still able. It doesn't make sense us as people, because God already knows us. He knows our heart. He sees us for who we are. It doesn't make sense for you to hide it and pretend like it doesn't happen, because He already knows. He already sees. The thing about sin is, it was never meant to sink. For some reason, sin can never go, just like a floating device that, instead of when you push it underneath, instead of it staying under, it comes back up with force. And that is what sin is. Sin was never built to stay under. Because if you're a child of God and you're walking for God, sin is always going to be exposed. Sin is always going to come up. Like, we can't hide sin. That's not something that we can shove under water and hide, because it's going to come right back up. And so, even when we crack, that's the reason why we have to take it back to God. You see, even if we're whole and still crack, He's able to break us and mold us back together. If we're marred, He's able to break us and mold us back together, and mold us perfectly. That's who God is. You see, one other thing I learned about, even with the crack concrete, is sometimes it's not even anything that's underneath that's affecting the crack. Sometimes it's because of wear and tear, and because it has been there for a very long time while it's cracked. And in order for it to look fresh again, you probably will have to dig up the old concrete and put a fresh one, put a fresh layer, like do a complete makeover instead of putting on new work onto old work. Just like the Bible says, you can't pour new wine into old wineskin. Because like we know, old wineskin can't take new wine because the old wineskin is already used. It's already fragile. It's already used up already. You need a new wineskin. You need a, and that's the reason why when we come to God, that we are completely made whole in Him. We need new wineskin. We can't expect to come to God and expect to stay the same ways, expect to stay cracked, expect to stay broken. We have to be completely made whole by Him. We have to be completely made over. So the wear and tear of life, sometimes we've been hurt, we've lost loved ones, we've got church hurt, we've got family hurt, we've got regret, we have guilt and all these stuff, and they build up and they break us down. But God, He's able to make us, to mend us, to make us whole again. He's able to fix us. He's able to put us back together again. And that's the reason why I love this song, "He Didn't Throw My Clay Away." Because it says over and over, He molds you and He makes you. Into His likeness, He fashions the clay. A vessel of honor I am today. And it's all because Jesus didn't throw my clay away. So if we're broken, if we're bruised, and we feel like, oh, God is never going to be okay with me, God is never going to love me again, that's a lie from the pit of hell. That's a devil wanting you to stay away from God. Because it doesn't matter what you do. God is still able to love you because that's who He is. He can't resist Himself. He cannot love you because He is God. He created you in His likeness. So why wouldn't He love you? We know the story of David in 2 Samuel, where David saw Uriah's wife. He was supposed to be a battle at the time. He wasn't even in the right position where he was supposed to be. He was supposed to be serving God and doing God's will. But instead, he was doing his own thing. He was a man of battle, a man of war. And at that time, it was war going on. And instead of him being at war, he was there. And then he saw Uriah's wife. And then he called her. When he called her, he decided, okay, I'm the king. I could have anyone I want. And that's what he did. He got her impregnated. And in that getting her impregnated, he decided, okay, Uriah, go sleep with your wife. And because he was a faithful man, he decided, no, I can't sleep with my wife because in this time, it's time for war, it's time for battle. I have to be looking out for my country and for my people. And so he didn't go back and sleep with his wife. And instead of David facing up to his wrongs, he allowed Uriah to get killed in battle. That wasn't fair. God had to send a prophet to speak to him about his wrong. It's not like he didn't know his wrong. He knew his wrong. He knew what he did. And even in that, God still forgave him. He asked for He asked for forgiveness from God, and God still was like, okay, you're a man after my own heart. I love you. You're my child. And he still forgave him. And even from that whole situation, we know Solomon came forward because that was Solomon's mother. But the reason why I brought this up is to say that God, He doesn't care about what you've done or where you've been or who you were before. He doesn't care He doesn't care what your past looks like. He doesn't care what people say about you. He doesn't care about what you think about yourself. All He cares about is loving you. And loving you so much that He's able to take you up from the place where you are to bring you to a place where you are loved by Him. And you can be loved and you can love others and forgive others and do His will. and be in accordance to His will. God is faithful. We're all crack work. We're all broken in parts of our lives. Sometimes we don't even want to expose. We're all broken in some parts of our lives. Sometimes we expose, but we still struggle with accepting it. Sometimes we're so broken, so cracked, so bruised, so empty of God that we can't even see Him just reaching out to us. But that's what He wants to do. He wants to mend our broken pieces. We're all crack work, but God is able. Amen.